Hey folks, it's Deepak Shukla here again. Welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. I'm coming to you from Madrid, actually. I'm here to run the marathon on Sunday. And today I want to, I'm a little bit breathless. Basically, I've just done 2 minutes of press-ups to see how many I could do within 2 minutes. My record previously was 72. I've posted 59 before. Today was probably my worst that I've ever done when I've timed it. I did around 52, 53, but probably of them, 40 were good. So I did 40 good push-ups in 2 minutes, which is pretty poor. And it inspired me basically to leave this podcast, because one of the things I'm perhaps often, you know, complimented on, and one of the big buzzwords today is this whole area of, you know, productivity and getting things done, you know, the idea that more is more. And what I wanted to basically get at is it's a big problem within sports, actually, high level and or any kind of endurance sport or something that anyone does quite aggressively, is this problem, or perhaps other people would consider it the advantage of overtraining. And this basically relates to burnout. So what happens in the instance of any kind of, let's say, bodybuilding, whether it's muscular, whether it's cardiovascularly or otherwise, is that actually you only develop and grow when you rest. What happens is that when your body experiences any kind of new trauma, it's a very stressful experience for, you know, your various systems. And during the time that you're going through this stress, i.e. for example, when I'm doing the press-ups, my muscle fibers are kind of contracting and engaging in that push-pull moment simultaneously, and basically doing their best to push through this new form of resistance. So what happens when you rest and you get the right nutrients into your body? Your body begins to adjust to the additional loads or the additional stresses that you're beginning to put it under, ready for that next time when it expects to perhaps carry an additional or similar load, such that you basically improve and get stronger. Now, the problem, and it really was demonstrated to me today by doing these press-ups, is that if you don't allow yourself enough time to rest, you're not going to make the gains that you really, really are hoping for. And this is definitely, definitely true in, you know, the area of pretty much anything. The more you do of it, it is not the case that the more you'll improve. And it really is a case of working out the balance and the consistency. So it's a problem that I often face with doing sports. You know, I'm here to do basically my 20th marathon, and I've done different things over the years, from triathlons to marathons, of course, to ultra marathon running, but a big center and focus around endurance sports. So what this has led me to doing is, you know, the upside is that I will pretty much train 5 to 6 days a week. Now, sometimes whilst you can train that often, if you train smart, I'm training hard, but I'm not always training smart. So yesterday I went through a program of doing around 120 push-ups broken up into sets of ranging from 15 to 30. The program that I follow advises that you have a rest day once every few days, but I decided to try and do it day upon day. And I've seen basically a decrease today because, of course, my body has yet to recover. So it's still recovering from the trauma of yesterday's workout. And this really relates to, you know, if you're trying to learn a new language, if you're sitting there doing it every day, all day, or you're doing it upon a daily basis, you're not going to make the progress that you're always hoping for, because it's just too much. It's just really too much for you to handle. And this goes back to what we were originally talking about, the whole idea in today's world that more is more. And it is true as long as the more is different, meaning that train more if you want to, but do train smart. And exercise is the biggest, or rather easiest, way of looking at it, because it is, you know, the most tangible, the most demonstrable, in that, you know, if you have one day where you're training legs, then allow yourselves a few days before you've really fully recovered. There's something in sports called DOMS, which is delayed onset muscle soreness. This is something that people often talk about when doing leg day, i.e. you go to the gym, you do vigorous sets of squats, split squats, lunges, deadlifts, anything that's based around building up your gluteus maximus or quadriceps and the whole kind of muscle groups around your legs, the hip flexors, etc. If you really pound those muscles, the next 1 or 2 days, a common expression often is that, you know, you look like you've become a hobbler as you walk up and down the stairs. And what you're experiencing is basically the soreness that your muscles are experiencing because they're busy trying to recover. And this, you know, the kind of intellectual equivalent to it in entrepreneurship and in business is, it's like those headaches that you get when you become sick of looking at something. And in those moments, the difference within sports, where, for example, you're using perhaps your quadriceps on one day, so therefore, whilst it's recovering, you can go and continue onto your chest, as you see, you know, lots of athletes and bodybuilders do. The difference in business or anything that engages, for example, your brain, whether it's your language center, that center may be used or probably is used for hundreds of different things. So what that means is when you're stressed out and you're really trying to learn something new, for example, your brain, in terms of the stresses and the emotions, it doesn't distinguish between what you're learning. Intellectually, of course, you do distinguish between, you know, learning Spanish versus learning algebra. But if you're really tired from being burnt out as a consequence of learning algebra day upon day, it really is going to impact perhaps learning Spanish, because it still involves one organism, which is your brain. And if your brain's fatigued, there'll only be so much that you can do. So this is a key distinction that you do need to make when working. And that's what I failed to do kind of a little bit today with the press-ups. I did press-ups yesterday and I tried to engage the same system today, doing slightly different press-ups. Yesterday, I did it using breaks. So I do it 20 sets of 20. Today, I went for an all-out 2 minutes. It wasn't different enough and my chest had not fully recovered. So more can sometimes be more if you are training or working smart, but really make sure that you're distinguishing the different kinds of activities and make sure that you're getting the rest that you need, because with proper rest, with proper warm downs and with proper basically time to chill out, as they'd say, you really will then begin over a course of time to make the gains, whether it's in business or in life or in love, that you wouldn't necessarily see otherwise if you're always trying to fix the same problem. So this is Deepak Shukla from deepakshukla.com. Thanks for listening, guys.